The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Jim DeMint represented the 4th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. He was elected to the U.S. Senate in 2004, where he served until becoming president of the Heritage Foundation. Presently serving as chairman of the Conservative Partnership Institute, Senator DeMint has written a number of books over the years. His latest, Satan's Dare, and it's his first novel. On our 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, Senator Jim DeMint, welcome. Good to have you back.
Well, Joey, thank you. Well, Satan's Dare may be a novel, but I think it has more truth than just about any other book that I've written. So I'm excited to talk about that, and it's exciting to be talking to your listeners again.
Well, it's good to have you. Mentioning that Josh McDowell, known as America's youth pastor, said Satan's Dare has more truth than almost any nonfiction book that he'd ever read. Talk with us about the book, and why did he say that?
Well, Satan's Dare is a real life story of Christians struggling, asking a lot of questions about why people have to go through this very difficult physical world. But it relates to what I've done for the last 20 years in politics, Joey, because communism, Marxism, socialism all depend on replacing God with government. And America is now moving towards a more socialistic type of approach because the American church is in decline, and we're not defending the basics of our faith. We're teaching children that we're accidents of evolution in our schools. You don't see pastors very engaged with certainly the political stewardship, as we call it. There are a lot of legitimate questions that we need to answer for young people about the Bible, but all of Western civilization is built on Judeo-Christian ideas that come out of the Bible. And if we don't defend the truth of the Bible, we're going to continue to decline as a country. So while it's a very, I think, entertaining story, and it digs into a lot of deep questions that Christians have, a lot of it will just confirm people's faith that God is real, He created this earth, and the Bible is true.
Yeah. And I say that on this radio show every day, Senator, that we've got to put God back into the equation. We have to put God back into our daily lives. And as I understand it, your goal in writing Satan's Dare is to get Christians to do just that, to get Christians to think, to discuss, and to, as you said, defend their faith.
Yeah, it's again, we've got to answer questions about, how did God create the world? Was it really 6 days? Was it done less than 10,000 years ago? So a lot of the book, Joey, comes from two Christians who suffer terrible tragedies, and one becomes the world's greatest atheist. They end up debating science versus the Bible. One of the things we find out is that if you really look at real science, which we don't see too much of today, that science proves that there has to be a creator, that this world, this all life in it is way too complicated to have happened by accident. So we have to begin with that logic point that there has to be a God. And so that's what the debate does in the book. I think people will find it very interesting, but I think Christians will find it confirming of their faith. And I think skeptics will see that they need to challenge themselves to dig a lot deeper.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Jim DeMint, former U.S. Senator, and we're talking about his latest book, Satan's Dare. A lot of people probably have asked the question, why would a former United States Senator write a book about religion?
Yeah. Well, faith and freedom are two sides of the same coin, Joey. And we know to be free, we have to know the truth. And the truth is certainly in decline today, and people, I think, have forgotten where to get it. I mean, Jesus tells us if we follow Him, we know that we will know the truth, and it's the truth that will set us free. And you look around the world, you don't see very many free countries that don't have God and the Christian faith as a big part of their foundations. So if what we work on in Washington, what I still work on today, are mostly symptoms of a decline in the culture that comes from just a decline in the Christian church. And I think that's totally unnecessary. We don't need to be running from questions that we can answer. And I think we can prove to people that there's not only a God, but the Bible is true, and Jesus is the way that we've been given to eternal life.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have to ask those questions. You know, one of the smartest men that I ever knew was Dr. Jack Templeton from Philadelphia. Mike Gallagher and I became close friends with Jack and Peter Templeton. Unfortunately, we lost both of the Templetons over the last couple of years, but the Templeton Foundation has continued to do their great work. It's important work around the country. But Dr. Templeton was always encouraging people not to be afraid to ask the hard questions. That was how he always put it, ask the hard questions. And as Christians, that's what we have to do, isn't it?
It sure is. And one of the things I say in the book several times, or the characters say, is that the truth is not afraid of questions. And if we think that by not asking questions that we're not sure we can answer about the Bible, then our faith is not going to be very deep. I've been working on this book for 15 years, Joey, off and on. And what I found is digging in and searching and asking hard questions confirms my faith, even if I don't come up with definitive answers for everything. Many times you could say, well, it could be this or it could be that. But the bottom line, again, there is a God who created this earth. He's got a reason that we go through this. And I think just reading the questions that all the characters ask, and that's really why it ended up as a novel, is so people could see themselves in their own lives in here. A lot of the difficulties that we go through, and the title Satan's Dare comes from the first chapter of Job, where Satan dares God to remove our blessing, Job's blessing. And the one of the theories in the book is Job is really a picture of all of us. We all have to go through suffering and tragedy to prove Satan wrong. And when we praise God in the middle of suffering and tragedy in our lives, we prove Satan wrong and we prove God right.
Yeah. This is a must read for everyone who seeks real truth. Satan's Dare. Be sure and pick up a copy at your favorite bookseller. Senator Jim DeMint's latest work here. Senator, I got to ask you, you know, you do, and you do ask some tough questions in there. Did you ever think about that you might make some people angry?
Well, yeah, I'm sure I will. Some of the people, I gave a copy of the draft of the book to a couple of pastors, and they didn't like comparing the Bible with science. One of them even said, you're making the science equal with the Bible. The Bible is our truth. Now, we hear that a lot from the left, where they will come up with something and say, that is my truth. I think we need to do better than that as Christians. I'm sure a lot of Bible scholars won't like some of the questions that we ask about creation and what are the possibilities of what God really means when he says that. You don't have to change one word of the Bible, but there are different ways you can interpret things. And so sure, the characters in the book question a lot of things that are traditional interpretations. That might make some people mad, but I think if people really look at it, it's no problem if we're arguing about how God created the earth. It is a problem if we're not willing to defend the fact that he did create the earth.
Right. Senator Jim DeMint, Satan's Dare. Again, pick up a copy at your favorite bookseller, and it's always good to spend a few minutes with you, Senator. And thank you for the work that you guys are doing at the Conservative Partnership Institute. We appreciate that very much. That's another conversation we need to have one day when you have a few extra minutes. Satan's Dare, Senator, always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Joey.